cocaine is a hell of a drug.
From Atlanta, yet so Cleveland. Been winning all the games in my division. Tell your missus not to miss us, she tripping. No Christmas for me, I'm already gifted. No disrespect to the spirit. Intoxicated while I'm steering on the rear end. Shout out to my dog Venom, no spider. Think I'm about to smoke one, no lighter. Climb up as far as you can, but you can't catch it. Leave your red like the bright lights on exits. Almighty gang, 12 letters. My take for yours, wonder who sells better. Young college kid, but I never got a letter. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Bless up, then boss up. But if you walked up, I got something that'll off ya. Yeah. All I ever hear is Bag Legend. When you gon' stop doing this? When you gon' start doing that? When you gon' come see me? When you gon' come see her? Look, y'all need to understand something. Everything I do is rare. Everything I touch is rare. Why you don't come around, Becker?
Because I'm rare.
Frivolous, later than your girl's period. But on the track now, so it's good. I'm rarer than a diamond, cause you know them diamonds aren't rare. Marketing invention, yet you see it and you all stare. But me, I'm more like a Tanzanite. Still thick, cut two C's, wash your pants twice. For them double D's, girl, please, I'm from MI. But check out my CT, I put the weight of the world on the beat. Still bringing the pain, y'all know my name. Fravious entertains. And anything that I really want, I will obtain. You a baker boy, so we cooking up some flame. Dang, I'm worth more than a milli, so I rock. My words will take you to another world, lots of chalk. Cause Rudy's got the chalk. With a dip, do I walk? Must be cause I got it in my sock. Nah, I'm playing.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Earth Mac, the Mad Scientist.
The recent birthday boy.
Recent. Still.
And it's your girl, Detroit Blue. Back what for a wonderful, wonderful Friday.
Wonderful, wonderful Friday.
You know,
still celebrating the birthday as usual, you know, doing my thing. So if you hear a slight echo, I'm currently out of town. I'm not in my normal studio like normal. So I've been playing around and still hanging out here. So I won't be back home officially until Sunday. And just to let everyone know, my Twitch followers, I will be Twitch streaming on Sunday at 7 p.m. And do not forget on Saturday, the Geek Corner is having movie night on Saturday. All right? Yes, we're watching Valerian. And I know a lot of people possibly have not seen Valerian, but yes, we are definitely going to be watching Valerian. I'm definitely going to be playing a movie. I might be a little indisposed for Saturday, but I'm definitely going to be playing the movie, so everybody's going to enjoy it. Still the same. Ain't no cancellations over here.
Mm-mm.
Just letting you know. Oh, by the way, Detroit Blue.
Who done it?
Have you visited TeePublic lately?
I have not visited TeePublic since like the beginning of the week. Do we have a sale?
Yes, we do have a sale up until for the next 16 hours. Basically, everything is 35% off. Just letting you know. So you might want to check out the TeePublic merch. I will be posting that in the Geek Corner so everyone can participate in it and shop to their heart's content. And just allow 7 to 10 business days for you to get your merch. I know a good bit of patrons that actually purchased some stuff on TeePublic, and they absolutely love their designs, and they are continuously going to TeePublic for new stuff. And Knopf said he needs some new hoodies. I understand, fam. Mm-hmm. The wife probably took them all. Yes. Yeah, it's spring is closely approaching, man. We can put our hoodies up in a while.
I didn't even say it this time.
I know you didn't say. You ain't have to, Detroit. You don't have to say it. Hoodie
not
theft
brought it
is
up.
Rampant.
And then you can see it. So anyway, did you have a wonderful actual birthday?
A wonderful actual birthday. Man, I got to break this thing down like a fraction here.
Uh-oh.
My birthday is not a day. Okay, my birthday is entire month of February.
It's all of February.
It's all of February. Like, I'm going to get lit all of February, man. And what, I mean, you know, me being an African American, being born on Black History Month, I'm a little hype. I'm a little hype. So on the 24th, the day I was born, you know, I picked up the missus from the airport. We got an Airbnb, and we definitely, you know, had fun. We took some shots, of course, and
and enjoyed the cocktail, the special birthday cocktail.
The special, listen, that thing was litty, man.
Special birthday cocktail.
That thing was litty. I'm not even gonna lie to you. That, so we went go-kart racing. It was indoor go-kart racing, and I caught the bug again that I really want a go-kart, and I just want to go to a track and just kick up some dirt, man. I mean, I'm a country boy at heart, so mm-hmm. I used to have a go-kart way back when, but to go-kart racing, you know, I caught that bug again. I was drifting the hell out of that go-kart, and I'm not even gonna lie. So I feel like they need to change the rule here, Detroit. I think that they need to with this indoor go-kart racing. They should do positioning first, second place, not the fastest lap.
Oh, goodness.
They shouldn't do it. They shouldn't do it. So me and the lady, we actually, y'all may know it's Queen's Ransom. So, yeah, we have raced on two tracks. One of them was like the easy track where you have like wide turns. So you don't really have the win in short term. So basically, you know, you got one behind the other when you start your race, right? So mm-hmm. Queen was already up ahead of me already. And I'm like, and I was very impressed with her driving skills. I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, you know, she knows her shit. She knows her stuff here. So after maybe the third lap or so, I'm like, all right, I gotta pass her now. So she hit that curve just a little too hard, right? And that was my opportunity. I just pushed the gas and I passed it, right? Because I was sitting there smoking. And then when it got the result, she won by 1/100 of a second because she had the fastest lap.
So that's why you're upset. You are only upset because you didn't win.
All that effort for nothing. For nothing. However,
nope.
We raced the second time, and I have won by a second and some change. And we went on a different track where it was like more sharp turns and drifting and stuff like that. So, yes, I have totally redeemed myself, you know, on top of winning at skee ball, air hockey, and broke the record on basketball, too, because the record was 75, and I made 78 points. So, there's that. So, not her, but there was somebody had that record for 75. But, came back, you know, took a few shots or whatever and kind of like enjoyed the rest of the day. Yesterday, we went to see some waterfalls in North Carolina. Those of you that have not been to North Carolina is chock full of mountains and waterfalls and national parks. And a lot of people don't realize, and there's a reason why people move to the Carolinas, because A, you got cost of living, right? Stuff that you think is stupid expensive is not. B, mm-hmm. if you, like, say if you want your kid to go to private school or whatever the case may be, that's dirt cheap in itself. And C, you got the national parks and the food, and you get a house with a big-ass yard for dirt cheap. So it's like, you visit the Carolinas, and next thing you know it, you know, you're buying houses now.
You're trying to get everybody to move to Carolina.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying what is. Because I have a few friends from New York, Jersey. They come down to visit folks from like North Carolina and South Carolina. Next thing you know it, they're there for a few days and they're looking at houses. And then a few months later, oh, I just purchased a house in North Carolina. Oh, did you now? Is it the yard? It was the yard, wasn't it? Yes, it was the yard. You get your own garage and stuff, don't you? Yep. I know. It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Everybody want to speak to you and stuff. Like, perfect strangers just walk up to you like, hey, how you doing? Oh, you know you can go this place and that place, by the way. That, you know, Southern hospitality. Just saying. But yeah, but anyway, we had some fun going to the National Forest. Then we went to Topgolf because I never went to Topgolf before in my life. Okay. So Topgolf was very interesting. There's levels. Detroit, have you ever been to Topgolf?
I've been to Topgolf. I think that Topgolf is, like, I like Topgolf, but I think Topgolf is funny. Because people go out there and they think that it's like going on a golf course. And they're really, like, not even a golf course. They think it's kind of like going to a driving range. And so they want to just drive the ball as aggressively far as humanly possible.
Yeah, that was me.
But Top Golf is really about, it's just like I've been axe throwing. It's just like darts. It's about hitting the target.
Mm-hmm.
it's not about how hard you can hit the ball.
True.
You gotta hit the target. Somebody that is barely hitting the ball but getting the little yellows and the whites right up front.
Right.
Can kill somebody in points that's just trying to drive toward the back.
Yeah, easily. Alpha Mike says everyone getting drunk and smashing balls. That's what it is. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's what it is.
Great time.
And Richel said, I like living in Charlotte. Charlotte is actually a pretty cool place. Like, I mean, I'm only like maybe an hour and some change away from Charlotte, and I drove through the city at night. And you know, Queen is obsessed with lights. I'm the same way. I love city lights. So there is like a perfect spot where you can drive over the bridge and you get to look to your right and you see all of the city and all of its lighting. And it's like a perfect picture, like a perfect shot, like to take. So I know we definitely probably going into the city, probably visiting the mall today and maybe a planetarium too. But you know, just explore Charlotte a little bit. And
got it. I spent a day in Charlotte.
You spent a day, is it airport day or just a whole day?
It was an event day.
Oh, okay.
So I got a chance. So I spent, because you know, I'm full of random jobs.
Yes.
So there were two different weekends where I went out on the road and I was kind of like the essential like fill-in tour manager for Trap Karaoke.
Right.
And so the first time that I went out with them, we did 3 days in North Carolina. We did Charlotte, we did Durham, and we did Greensboro.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah.
So I think the first day was Charlotte. I think it was that in that order. I think it was Charlotte. And then Raleigh and then Greensboro. Greensboro, I had a great time. I went to the museum. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
To get a chance to visit the museum there. It is very beautiful there. We also took the train between cities.
That's what I want to do so bad. Like, it's been so long since I've done a train ride. And Queen never been on a train ride. So we're definitely going to have to research that.
Yeah,
like, you know, do a train ride between cities, because it's honestly cheap. You can get a business class for like maybe $70.
I mean, Matt J said we went to the hood. Of course we went to the hood. Like I said, I was with Trap Karaoke. Like, come on now.
That is hood all day.
We had to go where the audience was.
Correct.
Because the next time I went out with them, we did New York, Houston, and I'm trying to remember where else we went. But yeah, like, of course we went to the hood. Like, of course we weren't going to like the you know, the country and stuff like that. No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gotta go where it makes sense. A train ride from Houston to New Orleans, that also sounds like it would probably be amazing.
Super dope.
And I've never done it. I want to do the train ride from Detroit to Chicago. Did you get a chance to see the lake?
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, I'm really down for train rides, man. Just give me some first class stuff, man. Nice. What made me catch the bug is my brother. Like, he had like a car breakdown or whatever. I mean, he got several cars, but the car he had at the moment broke down.
That particular one.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he said, well, I need to get back to Savannah. So I'm thinking about taking, you know, then you could spot me for like a train ride. And I'm like, man, I got you, fam. So at first, I was like, I got him like basic ticket. And I was like, wait, no. Hey, fam, nah. You got upgraded to business class. Get you something to drink. Enjoy yourself. And he was like, oh, okay. And I ain't gonna lie. I felt like a low key baller right at that moment, man. I was like, fam, I got you, man. Get that business class in your life, man. It's cool. It's whatever. You got to pay me back. It's whatever, man. That's what brother's for.
So today, what are we talking about? What's going on? I know we said Superman and Lois.
Yes, Superman and Lois aired on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. So me and Queen actually watched it last night and thoroughly enjoyed it. So the thing is, Superman and Lois, it takes place in the Arrowverse, like with the other CW heroes and stuff like that. If you ever seen Crisis of Infinite Earths, that storyline deal with CW, I'm thinking that is the same Superman, if I'm not mistaken. So this is a different take. So this is fast forwarding everything. This is, you know, Clark Kent working at a Daily Planet, meeting Lois, getting married, having twin boys, and, you know, both of his parents or foster parents like passing away. Mm-hmm. So, but the funny thing about it is the kids don't even know their dad is Superman. And that's by design, because he says he don't want to let them know because that's dangerous or whatever the case may be. And Lois like, no, you should tell the boys because they may have Latin abilities. And it's like, I don't know about that, fam. I got a lot of enemies. You're Superman, for crying out loud. The only thing that can hurt you is magic and kryptonite. And that's not very abundant where in Smallville, I don't think. So
it shouldn't be.
So with you got one twin boy that is like a jock. He's like an athlete, you know, far beyond his athletic abilities. And the thing is, spoiler alert, they was thinking that he was the one who had power. Because at a young age, you saw him throw a football and it like pretty much ripped the rope. You know how you got the rope tire thing or whatever, tire swing?
Yeah.
He pretty much broke the rope just by one football throw as a kid. So they was thinking, all right, you know, he's the one who has abilities. Then you have the brother, which has social anxiety disorder. So he's kind of isolated a little bit, play games by himself.
He's a little awkward.
He's awkward. Yeah, he's weird. So basically the thing is, Superman don't want to tell his kids about it because maybe one has the abilities and the other one doesn't. And they're really thinking the athlete is the one who has it. And that might push the brother further back, you know, from the progress he was making. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Only to find out that the awkward kid is the one who has the abilities.
Of course.
Because his brother was getting his ass beat. Let's just be real. His brother was getting his ass beat and he was watching this happen, getting kicked in the stomach and everything else. And he got so pissed, he used laser vision. Here's the odd thing about it, Detroit. They were at a bonfire, right? Mm-hmm. And he was walking with this girl, which she's equally as awkward as he is. He was thinking they had some sort of kinship with each other because they were a lot alike. So he kind of like go for the kill. You know, he goes for the kiss, you know what I mean? And she's like, wait, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I thought, you know, and then as soon as he says that, her boyfriend shows up. He's like, wait, you got a boyfriend? She's like, yeah, I should have mentioned that. Yeah, you should have. You know, you got me thinking out here in these streets, like I got a shot, but I don't. But anyway, so the jock, you know, start fighting the awkward brother. The jock brother shows up, starts fighting, and the jock brother was getting his ass beat. Now, all the kids got cell phones, Detroit. Cell phones. Laser vision, causes this big explosion, right? All right, the firefighter, Chief, which is the girl's father, he says, oh, it was just like maybe like a methane gas bust or something like that. How you get methane gas bust out of explosion out of laser vision to a bonfire? I don't even get it. And kids was on cell phones. Nobody saw this. Nobody saw red lasers coming out of kids' eyes. I like, so me and Queen looked at each other like, wait, nobody saw that?
Nobody like saw you, it.
Like, you know it was us. You know if it was the geek corner out here, we would have seen that laser vision like, nah, fam, that wasn't a gas explosion. That kid right there shot lasers out of his eyeballs. I want to know more about it.
Like, how did you miss the lasers out of his eye? They came out of his face.
Facts. Now, I will say this, man. I feel like when they first introduced Lois, like Clark meeting Lois, me and Queen again looked at each other like they could have picked a better Lotus. Like,
y'all are mean.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay. Y'all seen Lois and Clark, The Real Adventures of Superman. Y'all seen Terry Hatcher. Terry Hatcher is hot as fire. Still is. So if you're going to have a Lois, not discounting that Lois, but we do like to critique everything. We like, because this Lois, you know, she looks good, but she looked older. So I think the thing was, if you was going to meet that Lois from back in the day, you know, show a younger version of her, but again, this is CW, so you know.
This is CW. Like, this come is CW. On
you can't nitpick all that. So, oh, Queen Rat said Lois could have been fine. See, see, I didn't say it. I didn't say it, but they,
Lois yes. could have been finer.
Yes,
Lordy.
Yes,
that,
because okay, in the comments you got judgy, Lois judgy. Was a little. Lois was had an athletic build, like very shapely, but as her and Clark got closer to each other, she became a lot more assertive. She always been an assertive journalist, but now mm-hmm. she can physically defend herself at this point. And just like in the animated films, but now, you know, she can take care of herself in the show now. Don't get me wrong. Like she's definitely the head of the house, honestly, even though Superman. She was like, no, you're not going to go over there because we need you here at this house for this boys. And Clark looked at the father-in-law. He like, she's right. Yeah. Listen to your wife, man. Listen to your wife. Goes to show you, even Superman has weaknesses.
Yeah, like his wife.
His wife. Yeah. Yeah. And it's so funny, though, because like when the general, which is Lois's father, has this device that like sends out this beacon, that way Superman can hear it and he can just fly over and see what's going on. And he's like, man, you working a lot of OT, man. Is Lois okay with this? Like, even his, like, he was like, yeah. Because basically their excuse for the sons is that he's going away, you know, on assignment. That's why he's not able to make it to certain therapy sessions with the, you know, with the awkward brother or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. That was his excuses, but he got fired from the Daily Planet. So now, eventually, he did tell his sons. He's like, okay, yeah, yes, you have latent abilities, and yes, I'm an alien, and XYZ. Of course, typical teenage response. They are walking away in a huff. You should have told me this, and blah, 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 blah. Then eventually, you know, everything came back to life. Now, there is a villain. There is a villain there, and, the villain is, I think it's Lex Luthor, if I'm not mistaken. And this show here has vast potential. Out of the CW shows, I think Superman and Lois and Black Lightning has more of a grounded feel to it. So funny. Last night we saw an advertisement for Batwoman, right? So Queen yeah. says, there's a Batwoman now? And I was like, yeah, that's always has been Batwoman. But they changed it because, you know, Batwoman, I don't know if it did terrible because I never watched it, but I seen the previews for it. I was like, nah, I'll pass. Like, yeah, they got a new girl. And so they showed it, right? And she looks at me and she was like, I'll pass. That's all she said. I'll pass. I was like, good idea. This is not the way.
Cause yeah, that's not. From what I've seen of it won't last long.
No.
They should have saved their money.
Yes. Okay. The number one mistake with Batwoman is that they focused too much on the femininity. They focused way too much on it because they was like, and it was like corny lines. It was like, it was cheesy. It's like, so when they did the first season of Batwoman, it was like, yeah, this bat suit is made for a woman, you know. But why? We know, we get it,
we get that Batwoman is a woman.
Yes. And but they focus way right, the way that they did a trailer, it focused way too much on it, and it turned a lot of getting them off, and it's like, this show's gonna be trash. And hence the reason, probably the reason why the first actor is no longer there. And now they're trying to do a different spin on it and see what's going to shake with it. But that might not last long.
They still completely missed the mark.
Yes, they missed the mark. Totally. Mm-hmm. Holla at Zack Snyder. You know. But anyway, you got some news too. You got some Teen Titans news, ma'am.
So, and I was totally amused because I definitely watched it before I had shared it with you.
Did you know?
Which is why it was that much more entertaining. So, for the Geek Corner, in case you guys have missed it, in case you really haven't been watching Teen Titan, which Teen Titan is always some cute little you know, it's an adorable show. Like, they also, like, I mean, they be having some jams on there.
Facts. Listen, Beast Boy, Beast Boy got no words, fam. It's like, oh, Iceman 46, Kara says Batwoman was number two DC comic show on CW last year after Flash. That's actually surprising. That's very surprising. And that's not shocking at all, but yeah. So, but anyway, back to what you were saying about Teen Titans. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this particular episode made a ton of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, even as Matt Jay said, the music references are on point. They're on point on Teen Titans. So, Teen Titans has a very, 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 very special episode with the musical guest, special appearance, whatever, by none other than the incomparable De La Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because Teen Titans already has really cool musical references, like the jams that they have that are show original, like they're awesome. Mm-hmm. To have them have these appearances by De La Soul is amazing. So this episode, it aired, I think, like a week or so ago. It's a recent episode with Trugoy, Maceo, and Pastanus. They mm-hmm. are featured. They definitely were huge. I was amused by the fact that there are actual references to album titles that are scattered through the episode. But for those that are unaware, De La Soul has had a huge, huge battle, legal battle, with their former record label, Tommy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where there was battle about Tommy Boy trying to put their music on streaming platforms, but De La Soul does not get any royalties from it. They don't get any money from the streaming. And so there's been a huge battle back and forth for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. And literally that is the context of this episode. This episode is called Don't Press Play. And it talks to the audience, which I feel like is usually kids, but it talks to the audience about the concepts of music royalties and intellectual property.
Mm.
And so, like, this monster comes and steals De La Soul's music, and the Teen Titans come and rescue. They get an alert that there's, you know, this need in Amityville. And so they take off. They go meet up with De La Soul. And there's also a devastating moment in mm-hmm. which it is brought up that Robin has no powers.
Say, can we get the Justice League? No, we were more than capable. Anyway, go ahead.
Which was a hilarious moment. Because they were like, but are y'all the Justice League? No.
No.
We can do this. And I'm like, yeah, all right, sure.
All right, we got a supercomputer. Yeah, that's impressive. Anyway.
They were very impressed by the supercomputer. But like I said, like, I enjoy Teen Titans. Normally, Teen Titans Go is a very cute show. It's adorable and it has good music.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that, you know, one of my favorite groups of all time, I do own a pair of De La Soul Nikes.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
There's a pair of 3 feet high and rising Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pair of those. Also, I'm from Detroit. There are lots of, like, De La Soul, J Dilla, like, as far as music goes, there was like a lot of cross-referencing. So this episode was very, very, very exciting for me.
Yeah.
So people should check it out if you have not checked it out already. And yes, Iceman, the disrespect of Robin on Teen Titans Go is always funny. Like, they refuse to put any respect on Robin.
Right. And he's the leader. That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
They're like, do you have superpowers? And he's like, yeah, I can do a backflip.
I could do a backflip.
Like, that's not it, fam.
I got a bow staff. I gave you two of the belt. I think I think it was an episode where they actually all of them dressed as Robin and took all his gear, like all his utility belts.
He got a stick.
He got a stick. Hilarious, man. You know what's funny is that, okay, you got Teen Titans, like the actual show, cartoon show, and then Teen Titans Go. So in the beginning, I'm not even gonna lie to you, I crapped on Teen Titans Go. I'm like, this ain't the real Teen Titans. I don't want no parts of this. Then I sat down and I watched a couple episodes, and I was ashamed of myself that I dusted this series. This thing is legendary, especially Beast Boy's Catching Villains. That's my jam. I don't know if you ever heard that before, Detroit.
I have not heard that before.
So you may or may not know, there is a budding type of romance between Beast Boy and you know what? My mind just went blank. Raven. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed the dialogue between them two, but Beast Boy is always trying to get in Raven's good graces. I mean, in the comics, they are actually together. Like in Teen Titans series, the original, you notice a certain type of romance between them two as well. So in Teen Titans Go, it really is an ongoing story, but they drag this out. It's kind of like a very, very slow burn. And
I'm done with BCs. Just side note, I'm done with BCs.
With his and beast the shit out. It made us with this.
Don't him. He always has to come with the most like extreme thing ever.
He does. Of all time. All caps. Of all time.
So BC says in the chat, Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans, greatest movie of all time. Fight me. And I'm pretty much ready to fight him.
Listen, have you seen it?
I've seen it, but it's not the greatest movie of all time.
Oh yes, he's being very controversial. Like, okay,
he's now, trolling. He's very much this.
So his dad, he beat Metas with his stick.
Maybe a close second behind Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Hey, you know what? That is a fire movie too, by the way. That's a real good movie. There's also a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie which have all the turtles in it, even from the comics, all together. The turtles from different universes. And that one is pretty good. Now, I did watch Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I actually have that on Vudu. That's really, really good. But
of course you do.
Teen Titans Go, though, that stuff is comedy, man. You might think it's for kids, but honestly, the jokes are pretty adult, too. They got that. Okay. It's the happy medium.
I have an important question.
What's the important question?
Are we spoiling Wanda today or are we waiting until next week?
Well, at first I said nah, but bump that. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, man. This is 2 weeks in a row. Listen, I am so sorry. I'm apologize in advance. I'm going to say it again. Spoiler alert.
BC said I'm out.
Yeah.
Mute.
Spoiler alert.
See, guys, at least I asked the question first. At least I put it out there first. At least we did not start talking about it. See, Iceman says, nope, I gotta go now. No spoiler.
I gotta go now. I gotta go now.
You're running them all away.
Running them all away. Ah, man. Okay.
I feel like we're here now.
Oh, you catch the replay. Okay, cool.
I said you'll catch the replay. I feel like we're here now. I feel like you just got to do it.
Yeah, we created this space here. Again, so spoiler alert.
Episode 8 is amazing.
Yes. 8 is amazing.
It takes a very different turn than every other episode. Matt Jay, tell me, wait, pause. Come on now.
Abort the mission.
Come on now.
Nobody panic. You know what? Hold on. Matt J, I distinctly remember here these times whenever there's a WWE pay-per-view, I normally don't see it on that time that is being played. And I distinctly remember sometimes in a certain group text, you said, oh man, oh boy, I won the title. That's a good one. I was like, God dang it. I ain't even seen it yet. Man. You say he knows. And I'm sitting there.
I feel like we gotta ignore Matt because Matt be spoiling stuff for you. So we just gotta go for it, whether
every pay-per-view
right now or not.
Every pay-per-view.
No. Episode 8 is amazing. I love that we really, really, really dive into. I appreciate the fact that it's a very, very abrupt jump into Agatha's backstory.
Yes.
Like we slow walked everything else. Like I appreciated the rollout, letting people kind of like enjoy these moments and all of that stuff. That was really, really cute.
Right.
But we just find out that it was Agatha all along in episode 7, and from the beginning of episode 8, we are immediately jumping into, okay, who is Agatha and where did she come from?
Yeah. So I mean, those of us that read Marvel Comics and stuff like that, we know Agatha Harkness as being the last survivor of the Salem witch trials. And basically, this is exactly, I want to say it's exactly to the letter, but
it's not to the letter.
Right. And that's okay, because it takes you back to Salem, Massachusetts in the 1600s, if I'm not mistaken. I could have the year wrong.
Nope.
And she is the last survivor, technically speaking. But looking at Agatha, though, I don't think she is like evil. I don't think she's like an evil person because, you know, think about it. While she was on trial, she was saying that I can't control it. Y'all need to help me control this. I need help controlling this. Please don't do this. And still yet, they're like, nah, ain't no turning your back. And they just still did what they did. But, you know, she is showing
her mom.
Well, hold up now. She was strapped to a pole and they decide to, like, I don't know what kind of magical barrier they was trying to put on her, but she, without her will, using her will, that actually automatically happened when she sucked that magic out of them. That wasn't her. That was something she couldn't control at the time. Right, but she couldn't control that, though.
No, that grin on her face as it was happening.
Yeah, after the fact, yeah. Because, I mean,
no,
at that point, you already
breaking
your madness.
As her mother was falling, she had this, like, sly little grin on her face.
Yeah.
She went from looking like she was the, you know, the innocent person, the innocent bystander in all of this, mm-hmm. to clearly having an understanding of what was going on. So is she pure evil? No. Mm-mm. She ain't innocent, though.
Nah, she's very mischievous. I mean, she can give off, like, Phoenix vibes. Because if you look at the Dark Phoenix is not in control of her emotions neither. For the most part. If she gets real, real pissed.
But I think there's a difference between being in control of your emotions and being in control of your powers.
Gotcha.
In the second episode, Wanda, there was a watch with Hydra on it, and that could be why. Wanda could only be doing this because she wanted Vision back. Well, so, because you guys know, I usually dig into the Easter egg stuff that is usually online. It's good grief, those people must stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning to watch.
More power to you.
Because usually there's roughly, by the time I've watched it at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning,
right?
There's usually roughly like five or six articles, like blogs and stuff, and a couple of YouTube videos that are already out.
Right.
Some are Easter eggs. And so there is, for those that have watched it, but keep forgetting that this is MCU,
mm-hmm.
there is a post-credit scene.
Yes.
And in this post-credit scene, I mean, they try to explain it during the episode, but just in case you don't quite, and you're not quite fully processing, I think it's far more clear. Wanda never actually stole Vision's body.
Correct.
And which means that the director clearly like manipulated the narrative earlier. Because he referenced the fact that she came and stole his body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we find out in episode 8, she never took his body, but she was able to manifest and recreate it.
Mm-hmm. That... Now, okay.
So he's not there. So that's why he can't exist outside of her, the space that she's created.
Right, because it's somebody by her own design. You know, she created that part of Vision, but Vision's constant. Well, that's also the reason why he doesn't remember anything. He doesn't remember like the Infinity Stone part or whatever the case may be. Because so,
he's not really there.
Right, he's not really there. So he has the abilities, he has the powers and everything else. And my thought process is going to be like this. Since they used the Scarlet Witch's abilities to revive Vision, Vision doesn't have the Infinity Stone because obviously the Infinity Stone is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they think they're going to have a sentient weapon, but in actuality, they won't. Like, Vision will remember everything after a period. And, you know, be reunited with Wanda again.
We don't have a real Vision. Like, the Vision, like, in body and, you know, in software,
mm-hmm.
is the Vision that we see in the post-credits.
Ah, gotcha. Interstellar says Quicksilver and X-Men wasn't WandaVision instead of her brother. I'm just saying she could be able to go to different universes or dimensions. I mean, she can create realities. Because you know what's funny? I read House of M, you know, earlier this week, and it took the X-Men and the Avengers, like, everybody's reality was altered. Like, mm-hmm. everybody lived in their own level of happiness. Like, you know, Spider-Man's Uncle Ben is still alive. Everybody knows Peter Parker, Spider-Man. He can walk around with his kid and like, oh, hey, what's up, Spidey? He's not even in the suit. That's his happy day. You know, Wolverine is like the best agent in S.H.I.E.L.D. So I'm guessing that's what he really wanted to do in life. Scott Summers is married to Emma Frost, or White Queen. Your family may know her. Not Jean Grey. And that's crazy. So Wanda just had a nervous breakdown. So this basically takes excerpts from House of M and putting in WandaVision. I'm wondering what Agatha Harkness endgame is, because she wanted to know, how are you able to do these things? And it took me years to do transmutation and this stuff like that, all these magical spells, but you're doing it at a drop of a hat. But you notice that Wanda always had abilities even as a kid.
Yes.
So it wasn't Hydra's experiment. It was something she already had.
So they even referenced the fact that clearly she used a spell, and that is why the bomb never went off.
Right.
Because it was a spell, so the bomb never went off because of the spell. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, I think all of us kept thinking, that the whole Pietro, Quicksilver, like them using that particular actor, I think all of us were anticipating it was to give us this crossover. But the way that it's explained in episode 8 is that it's more so just, it's Agatha just messing with Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
And so it teases the fact that, yes, we can potentially get this crossover that everybody's been begging for, but it kind of says, maybe not.
Right.
I don't like that part.
No, I don't like that either. I don't like the fact it wasn't an hour again either. So that's that.
Of course, like at this point, I'm just like, somebody lied. It was Agatha all along.
Yeah. Agatha did all of those things. Nah, we're never going to get an hour.
Even this last episode that's coming next week, it's not going to be an hour.
I'm
also traumatized that it's about to wrap up.
Yeah, but I'm hoping. Apparently, it's supposed to be this big, big surprise. So I'm waiting on that. I'm like, is Doctor Strange going to show up? Because we are talking magic and we are talking Master of the Mystic Arts. So
But I thought that there was, because I know you've been talking about Mephisto. Was the M in the ruins? Is that in regards to him?
I don't think so. I think at this point, Mephisto is not going to show up. I think he's not going to show up. Because for him to show up just in one episode and then no longer be there, because it's too many variables for just an hour. You got the real Vision, for one, being revived. Mm-hmm. You got the fake Vision. And you got Darcy there. You got Photon or Monica Rambeau, because you already seen remnants of her power in episode 7. So you got that. And you got Agatha. So for Mephisto, it's way too many people. It's like Mephisto can't be the big bad in this situation. You know, maybe in the second season of WandaVision. Maybe. If there is a second season. But I think this ship is sailed for Mephisto. Yeah.
You think that's gone?
I think that's gone. I think that's in the great beyond. It's in the great beyond. You know, our fan theories are trash.
Somehow they've thrown away every single fan theory that has existed. Like, if I didn't know any better, I would have assumed that they were just recording this after they saw every fan theory. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, no, we gotta change directions because they think that it's gonna be this, so it can't be that.
True. So, y'all, I gotta tell y'all a little funny story, right?
What you doing?
So, did you trip and fall? So what?
Did you trip and fall?
No, I did not trip. I don't do that. I stumble, but I never fall, man. Why do I always gotta be me falling?
Story. I feel like, you know.
So. So anyway, so my lady queen, she was like, man, you know, because our body temperatures are slightly different, right? So
sure,
she was like, well, I got a remedy for that. So she pulls out, it's like a hoodie, right? But it's like a whole onesie, and she's like, feel the inside of the fabric. And as soon as I felt it, right, it felt like the fabric was lotioned, and I immediately got relaxed, and I got somewhat low-key jealous. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm like, wow, you walking around. I'm not an advocate for onesies, but I'm just saying, like, the inside of that fabric was very soft. I immediately got relaxed. Like, immediately, as soon as I touched the fabric, I'm like, wow, this really do feel good. She's like, I told you. And she walked away.
I love how that story ended. And then she walked away.
Yeah.
And then she was gone.
Pretty much standard. Yeah, it's pretty much standard.
Oh, and you apparently had a body scrub that changed your life.
Yeah, yo, all right. So, so I always wondered, right? I always wondered, right? Like, dang, man, you smell good. And it's that body scrub, right? Mm-hmm. So I was taking a shower, right? And I just saw it on the shelf. And I got curious. I'm like, let me try this body scrub here. And I'm not even gonna lie to you, man. I was shiny. I'm like, man, I look good. I smell great too. I was like, man, this thing is fire. I'm like, okay. All right, I'm gonna have to. I like, send me an order that body scrub real quick, like, queen. I'm gonna need that. Yeah, send that over here. If you're missing a jar of body scrub, you know where it's at.
That is terrible. Do not take her body scrub.
I'm not going to do it. Don't tempt me.
You might do it. Like, let's not even pretend. Like, you might. But don't get hurt.
She can't beat me. I ain't. She, whatever.
I use that exact same body scrub. So I feel like for the body scrub, she might hurt you.
Oh, see? You know.
I have it.
So,
other than that, because I've gotten some for my movie watching friends.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
And
changed his life.
And literally, he went from being like, oh, okay. Like, had him try just like one of the samples, just like, oh, ashy hands. Oh, okay. Well, here's some lotion. Here, take
right.
this. And he just, like, afterwards was like, where did you get this from? This is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you the website. Check it out. Let me know. So I needed to place an order for myself. And even my 18-year-old son uses it. So I needed to place an order. So
this thing is spreading.
So I literally was like, oh, well, since I'm placing this order for my stuff and my kids' stuff, then I am going to go ahead and just order some for him. Gotcha. Like, I, you know, he hasn't told me what kind, what fragrance he wants and all that, but I'm just gonna order it. Forget it. I'm just gonna order it.
True.
So I go ahead and order it. Finally gets to him. He takes a couple days before he finally actually tries it.
Right, right.
Changes his life.
You gotta, yeah, you gotta warm up to it, man. You can't just do it. I mean, unlike myself, I just did it. And yeah, I was like, I'm like, I'm in here, I'm gonna use it.
So, like, fine, like, I guess let me just jump in it. And yeah, yeah,
everybody, like, saw it.
And he did the body scrub and followed the body scrub up with the body butter right after.
Oh, see, wait. There's butter?
The shock in your voice. You were like, wait, there's more? Hold on. Butter? So there is sugar scrub. There are body oils, and there's the butter.
I cannot believe this butter, man. Like, I can't believe it. This is blowing my mind right now.
You are now devastated that there's also butter.
Yeah, hey, like, wait, what? Huh?
Yes, yes.
This was never mentioned until just now.
Yeah, yeah. So he also tried the body butter.
Okay.
And I was like, well, you know, for me, like, especially when it's a really nice day, I can put on the scrub, and because the scrub has oil, then I'm right. Usually fine. Like, I'm usually not ashy. I'm good. Like you mm-hmm. said, like, I come out and I'm like, oh, I'm shiny.
Yeah, right.
Well, imagine just adding an extra layer of fragrance and moisture on you.
What? Man, that's crazy. Man, I just sometimes, you know, I wish you could have the same reactions as an anime character, because sometimes those facial expressions are warranted, man. Warranted.
You feel like that was a moment where an anime facial expression was warranted?
Yes, yes, man. It's so many things that happened this week, man. Like, you know, she put out like a song, like Shake That Ass, Let Me See What You Got.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I know that song. That's on Rick and Morty. I was like, you don't believe me? And I'm like, boom, I played it on Rick and Morty.
Which was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, look, Future is on Rick and Morty, okay? Like, a lot of people, some people that don't watch Rick and Morty sleep on it, but that show is hilarious. And
the only virtual reality game that I've ever played was Rick and Morty. And
really?
It was very interesting.
Yes, it is very interesting. You seen the Meeseeks?
I remember I was in a lab,
mm-hmm.
and I would like have to do things in the lab, and then I would leave the lab and go to different places. Like, it was weird. Like, the VR was very interesting.
Yep. It is. And so basically the scene was Morty, Summer, and Rick was watching Titanic, and I was like, oh man, this movie was a waste of time, and this movie was trash. This, that, the third. And yeah, you know what? And then Morty says something, and Rick said, "Nah, I don't no longer do wubble up a dub dub," because that was kind of like what his thing before he gets drunk.
Okay.
He said, "Yeah, I got a new catchphrase." And Morty was like, "What is that?" You know, he like, "You say you got you guys. I love you. You're my grandkids." He's like, "Psych," because I don't give a fuck. And then he shake that ass, right?
And then he blasted very aggressively.
Yeah, very aggressively. He like,
and
this
then they all start to twerk.
Yes, that gif where Morty twerking, that's where that came from.
That's, I had exactly, no idea.
Yeah, see, Rick and Morty got cultural references all over the place, man. And oh, also, we watched the Terminator, the original, the 80s.
Okay.
Which
inspired that post in the Geek Corner.
Yes, that's what inspired that post, because today we're going to watch Terminator 2, the special edition, because Terminator is like one of her favorite movies, actually. And we actually watched
sure
that.
Made you happy.
It really did. You know, that's she has layers. Yeah, it did. You know, it brought a slight tear to my eye. Man. I'm like, man, you have layers, ma'am. You have layers.
Did you not know that?
I mean, she told me like a few weeks back that she was a big fan of Terminator. And I was like, oh, right. I say, have you seen Terminator Dark Fate? She was like, nah. I was like, wait. You know, it's like, is Arnold Schwarzenegger in it? I'm like, yeah, he's in it. She was like, what? I'm like, yeah. Again, with the layers. It's crazy. I just brought tears in my eyes, man. America's beautiful, I'll tell you. America is straight up gorgeous, man. But anyway, y'all, I will be Twitch streaming Orange Phoenix TV. So if you haven't followed us on our Twitch stream, Orange Phoenix TV, I will be streaming once again at 7 p.m. on Sunday. All right, be back to the regular scheduled program. Just on vacation this week, so just letting you know. Saturday will be movie night for the Geek Corner, and we will be watching Valerian. So go ahead and tune in for the Geek Corner. We'll be running the Zoom and playing the movie for you guys as I download it today for you guys to watch. And there is a sale going on in TeePublic. We'll be posting the link in the Geek Corner for you guys to check out and go ahead and shop to your heart's content, because this sale is going on for the next 16 hours. So get that 30 for 5% off. 30 for 5. 30 for 5. Not 35. 30 for 5% off. Because I might give me another hoodie. I'm not even going to lie to you. So you have that. And do not forget to follow us on Orange Phoenix Media on Instagram. And if we keep saying Orange Phoenix Geek Corner, that is the name of our Facebook community group, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. Have a lot of like-minded people in that group. We have tons of fun. We just have debates, friendly debates. Nobody's toxic in that group. It's crazy.
No.
Good times. Good times in that group. Good times. Share laughs every day.
I have a bit of a surprise that I just discovered.
Really now?
10 episodes.
10 episodes of what?
10 episodes.
A WandaVision?
There are not 9.
There's 10? Hold up, time out. Whoa. Did this happen?
I'm looking, so as we were rapping, I just happened to look down at my phone because I had an alert from Instagram. So right. I closed the alert. The very first thing there was Marvel Studios. So I follow Marvel Studios Instagram page. And the caption says, only 2 episodes left. And so I'm like, okay, this clearly has to be like an old one from before episode 8 aired.
Right.
Because only 2 episodes left. The 8th episode of Marvel Studios' WandaVision is now streaming on Disney Plus.
What
the? But then, as you're telling them about the Twitch schedule and everything, I go to the Googles, and there is apparently a teaser that is out that is referencing the fact that there is a 10th episode, and a website, smallscreen.co.uk, says WandaVision episode 10 has been confirmed by Disney in a new teaser trailer.
Well, god dang it, that rekindles my Mephisto theory. He might be showing up after all. So
they said that this week's episode, next week's episode is probably going to be about the same length as this week's episode, which was about 45 minutes.
Correct.
And so the estimate and the expectation is that episode 10 is probably also going to be about 45 minutes, which would not ruin the initial theory. If the initial conversation, if the initial statement from Kevin Feige and the powers that be said the last 3 episodes will be an hour, and 45 minutes is the average runtime with, you know, plus there's usually commercials.
Right.
For a 1-hour program.
Man. All right. Yeah.
Which means that we were looking for that to be the case for last week's episode 7, because we thought it was 7, 8, and 9.
Correct.
But it's actually 8, 9, and 10.
I'm not even mad anymore.
Yep.
I'm not even mad anymore. I'm just accept things that what they are.
Perfect sense on the fact, because remember we said, oh, the release date for Falcon and the Winter Soldier, we said, oh, there's a week long gap in between the last episode of WandaVision and when Falcon and the Winter Soldier come out. Apparently, no, there's no gap.
There's no gap. So the following week will be Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Shut the front door. All right. We made it. We made it.
So yes, I know that we were rapping. We were talking about you are Twitch streaming on Sunday.
Yes.
Valerian is on Saturday.
Yes.
There are two things, the March movies.
Yes, we are spinning the wheel for the two March movies. So you might want to tune in for that as well. So
and the T public sale.
Yes, the T public sale. I will be posting that in the event tab, you guys. So y'all can go ahead and check that stuff out. All right.
I'm outdone.
Yeah, I'm straight, man. This is a good way to cap it off the weekend for Friday, because I'm gonna go enjoy myself for the rest of the weekend, and probably do a little bit of shopping at the mall here. But if you excuse me,
when are we back?
We are back on Monday. We are back on Monday at 10 a.m. You know, you already know how we feel about Mondays. We come to make Mondays out. Biatch. So that's what we do.
Let's get from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday first.
Yeah, let's get over to Saturday and Sunday, which I'm going to take my time this weekend. So there's that.
Good. Y'all have a great weekend. I'm probably going to go find a hoodie.
Thievery's afoot.
I didn't say I was going to thieve anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see, ma'am. Part of the Thieves Guild. But anyway, we'll see you guys on Monday.
Have a great weekend.